As the Prime Minister said as we were leaving, he shouted after us, "I am for peace," and we turned round and retorted, "Yes, you're for peace, but we're for peace, but not with surrender."
The American organizations over here to support the Downing Street Declaration, which he made very, very clear yesterday.
President Bill Clinton once again pledged his support for the Anglo-Irish Peace Declaration and the work of the British and Irish governments in trying to achieve a settlement in Northern Ireland.
They want to see the peace process advanced in Ireland, and they want to see everybody continuing their strong support for the declaration.
The UFF has warned that attacks on Sinn Féin will continue whether or not the party accepts the Downing Street Declaration. The warning followed this morning's loyalist gun and rocket attack on the Republican Press Centre on the Falls Road in West Belfast.
I, as a citizen of the United Kingdom, absolutely repudiate it. You're right, as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, to sit down with a Prime Minister of an alien and foreign, an enemy country, as far as I am concerned.
We present Poison Hearts by Gary Mitchell, with Kieran Hines as Chris and Dan Gordon as Johnny.
Can I just say this? This is the best meal I've had since the last time I was here. Well, seriously, I've had 4 weeks of everything with chips and tomato sauce in between then and now.
Johnny told me you had a passion for Chinese.
Well, it's not really a passion. It's more to do with convenience. Well, basically, I couldn't be bothered making it myself anything, so you know, get on the phone, get a Chinese. Oh. But this is a welcome change, I tell you that for a fact.
You think this is good? You want to taste some of the food her mum makes?
Why, better than this? No way, couldn't be.
Tell him.
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, when it comes to cooking, yes, she's the best.
Well, I find that hard to believe. I mean, not that she's a good cook, but just that she can make better grub than you. I mean, this is top-notch grub sticks here. Mm. This is top-shelf stuff.
Thanks, but
I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Delicious.
Well.
What?
How have you been?
That's the 10th time you've asked me that.
Is it?
Johnny, why don't you take Chris into the lounge and I'll bring you in some coffee and tea?
Well, I was going to clear this up first.
I'll take care of this. You go on in and tell him all about the merger.
No tea for me, thanks.
Oh.
What merger is this?
It's no big deal. Just something I'm working on. Do you want something else to drink?
What have you got?
Why don't you try a brandy?
Any beers?
I'll have to check. Go you in, and I'll bring something in for you.
What do you mean you'll have to check? You got those beers in especially for him coming?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You do it every time, Johnny. In fact, there's 5 left over from the last time he was here.
All right, it's no big deal. I tell you what, just leave this and I'll give you a hand later on.
No, I hate having dishes lying about. Go in and do tell him about the merger.
Beer in a glass, what's going on?
I keep forgetting.
No problem, set it there.
Right, look, there's plenty more in there.
So I'm driving.
This'll do me. So,
don't ask me how I'm doing again, Johnny.
No, I wasn't going to.
Listen, I'll knock this back out of your hair, all right?
No. No rush. Relax.
Relax?
Here. What? Do you want the TV on or something?
Nah.
Some music.
Johnny.
What? What?
Can I ask you something?
Ask me anything you want. Go ahead. Look, we're brothers, aren't we? Right, what do you want to know?
Do you have dinners like that every night? Huh? Nah, I'm not being nosy or nothing. I just always wondered.
Well, it's a bit special, you know, because you're here. But, we'll take away all the wee trimmings and I suppose we'll do.
Oh, that's excellent, boy. You've really done well for yourself.
Why, don't I know it?
But here, tell me this.
What?
Those sauce things, can you buy those or does she make them?
Johnny, can you carry the tray in for me, please?
Listen, I'm going to head on.
So soon?
Yeah, I've things to do, you know. Last minute stuff.
What stuff?
Now, don't worry about it. Not a problem.
I mean, look, would you want to...
go and get his coat, love.
I wasn't wearing one, remember?
Well, look here, I'll see you out anyway.
Okay, bro.
No problem. What about the same again next month?
Sure.
Great. Look, I'll give you a ring closer to the time to remind you, all right?
Okay.
Here,
what?
Nothing. Just... See ya.
Get inside.
All right. Look, I'll phone you tonight, so don't worry about forgetting.
Come on in, love. You're letting the cold in.
All right.
He drank that fast. Do you want your tea?
Thanks. You do like Chris, don't you?
Not as much as I like his younger brother.
What about...
What about what?
What about we ask him to come over more often?
How often?
I don't know. I don't like thinking about him living in that house all by himself.
He's a big boy, Johnny. Besides, how do you know he's on his own all of the time?
Maybe I should go and see him sometimes.
No, I don't like you going there. Invite him here more if you want, but I don't want you going there.
You make it sound like a really bad place.
It is a really bad place. People get robbed and beaten up there. Killed, maybe.
Like, what are we talking about here? Rathcoole or Bosnia?
And the people?
Well, what about the people? Like, that's where I came from, you know.
You're joking me, did you?
Very, very funny. That is where I came from. And it's also where some members of my family still come from.
Okay, okay.
I mean, what harm does he do? Like, well, he just eats your dinner and tells you how much he likes it. And that's it.
And am I complaining about it? I did say he could come more often. What more do you want me to do? Make him up a bed in the spare room?
Right, now there's an idea.
Don't even think about it.
I'm only kidding.
Now, whose turn is it to clear everything away?
Right, I'm on my way.
And see if the next time you start talking to me about the merger, I'll just remind you what you told him. It's no big deal. That's why you're working all day and all night. That's why Daddy's on the phone every 10 minutes wanting to know how everything's going. But it's no big deal.
Look, I just didn't want to talk about it again.
Are you sure it wasn't because you were afraid of what he might say about you working for people from Dublin? Or what I might have said back to him when he got started?
I'm sure.
Can I get you a drink or anything?
I've plenty of time for that later.
We've got something I'd like you to consider carefully, Chris.
What?
Well, tell me your initial reaction to the peace initiative.
What do you mean? This declaration, what do you think about it?
I think it's a load of shit, why?
Is that all you think about it?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it means?
It doesn't mean anything to me.
You don't see it as a threat to our position within the Union?
Is this a debate or something? I don't really have the time for this, Bobby.
Well, let me tell you what I think about this declaration. Now, people within the Conservative and Unionist Party, that's the Tories' full name, you know. Anyway, people in their ranks have decided to put Northern Ireland on the negotiating table for reasons that seem to be of a financial nature. Or to feel myself, reasons of a cowardly, traitorous nature. Now, these men are preparing to sell us out.
I could be, but I've always reckoned
it. Interrupt them.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Do you want to live in a united Ireland, Chris?
No.
Do you want to be ruled from Rome?
Look, I said no.
At a time when this country needs men of honour in the true British sense of the word, we've been led by men who would prefer to run around with pair of stockings and suspenders on. Now, these men, if you can call them that, would willingly concede to any demands made by Dublin because they're not men at all.
Well, I'm not a man the Conservative Party's in stature. Well, I don't mean that the way it sounds, Bobby.
Well, what's this to do with me, Bobby?
This has everything to do with you, Chris. And this has everything to do with every Protestant that lives in Ulster, because we will not be bombed or shot, bullied or persuaded into anything that involves Dublin.
So, are you going to do something about it? Or are you going to sit in your arse and watch us get walked over by these Puthar bastards? I mean, what kind of government lets itself be dictated to by Puss and Fenians, eh? This gay age bollocks. What they should have done with that? Put it up their arses. The same thing with this John Hume, Jerry Adams shite. Historic opportunity, mate, Dick. See, when you hear them talking, see if you want the truth. All you have to do is substitute the word peace for the word United Ireland, and then you'll hear the truth.
Okay, okay, I'm not arguing with
but
you.
But it's not okay, Chris, you see.
We don't want you to agree. I want you to do something about it.
But like what, exactly?
We're promoting you, Chris.
Are you ready for that? Well,
promote me to what?
You're now number one in charge of fundraising.
Well, how do you like that?
I don't know anything about fundraising.
Do you want the job or not?
Now, recently a number of our best men have been arrested for fundraising, so we need some new blood in this room. Suggest that you're ideal.
Oh, I get it now. You want me to take over somebody's route?
No. We want you to get your own roots. Your own money.
What do you mean?
Let me explain a couple of things to you, Chris. Now, first of all, we have been... Well, by we, I mean the workers, the ordinary people, do you see? We've been paying for this campaign out of what little money we've been able to scrape together, and to be blunt about it, it just isn't good enough anymore.
It's time for big dosh, Chris. Money, man. That's where we want you to go.
Well, how do I do that?
You wouldn't know anyone from around the Malone Road area, would you, Chris? Because that would be an ideal place for you to start.
Are you talking about my brother? My brother's struggling, actually. He's only been married a couple of years, and I haven't really found our feet yet.
Chris, we don't want your brother's money. Is that what you thought?
Well,
your brother's done really well for himself, but we think that maybe, just maybe, he might know where there would be money that isn't really being used to its full potential at the moment. And being an accountant, he might also have the ability to redirect that money to where it would be most needed. Do you see?
The rich have used us long enough. It's time to pay up.
And businesses have prospered within the Ulster setup, and over the years, these businesses have been protected by us. They've bloomed under our sunshine, do you see? But now, because things have somehow changed, they'll no longer see the South as a threat, and therefore are no longer prepared to pay for our protection. Not ever really paid enough anyway.
You're going to make them pay, Chris. Talk to your brother and see what he says.
I know he'll make the right decisions.
Oh, I can't wait to get home. My feet are throbbing. You were right. I should have worn the black pair. But they look completely wrong with this dress. Those little bows on the front. Oh, no, I just couldn't. Remind me to give them to Mum on Tuesday, will you, Johnny? Johnny?
What?
Are you still huffing?
Since when have 117 guests counted as a few friends?
Oh, come on. You enjoyed yourself in the end, didn't you?
That's not the point. I mean, you know I hate crowds of people.
Look, Dad's not always going to be able to drop clients right into your lap, Johnny. You have to get out there.
I'm doing all right.
I know you are.
The Vintners Association's annual dinner.
Look at it this way. You only found out about it when you walked into the hall, and now it's all over. And just think how many times you would have to go to meetings or dinners before you would meet as many potential clients as you met in there tonight.
Yeah, all right, all right.
And it's good to meet people like that when you have Dad so close and in so good a mood. He's proud of you, Johnny. And so he should be. The amount of money you're going to save him with the merger? You heard him. Brendan, Sean, this is my son-in-law. Probably the best accountant in the world.
Yeah, well, I suppose it wasn't that bad. Once it got going.
Once it got going, and you left me with Mummy and Aunt Caroline, not to mention that Thompson woman.
Yeah, well, I had to sweet talk a couple of fat cats from Dublin. It wasn't funny. I could hardly make out a word they said. I kept thinking it was an extra in the Quiet Man or something.
What do you think of the merger? I mean, what do you really think about it?
I think your dad's going to get a better deal than they are.
Thanks to you?
Not just me. Your dad strikes a very hard bargain, and he can be very persuasive in other ways, you know. He's sort of instantly likeable, especially with that crowd.
What crowd? Dubliners?
No. No, not just them. I mean, everybody.
You said that crowd.
Aye, those type of people, I mean.
What type of people? Fenians? Irish?
Well, rich people. Rich people. That's the crowd I'm talking about. Not Fenians, not Irish. Rich people. All right? And then why shouldn't he be? I mean, he's been around him all his life.
That's not what I'm talking about. I want to know how you feel about the merger. Dublin and Belfast.
Dublin and Belfast are the two major cities. The two capitals, in fact.
sort of have six hotels in them. Well, you can't ask for a whole lot better than that, can you?
You know that's not what I mean.
What?
Having to work with them. Making money for them. The big them.
I do have Catholic clients, Jack.
But this isn't just clients. These are my dad's partners here. This is our future, if you think about it.
Who's been giving you all this?
I've always known this. It's in his will.
No, not about me. Is somebody worried about me or something? Has your dad said something?
No.
Right, I'm pulling over here. Get this sorted out.
You don't need to stop. We have to get home.
Look, I can't concentrate when you're talking like this. We'll have to get it sorted out.
Well, then, we can do it at home.
You can fairly pick your times.
Well, it's not exactly the easiest subject to talk about, is it?
You know what? It's the big deal.
There is no big deal. This is just me, your wife, asking you, my husband, how you feel.
What do you want to know?
I want to know how you feel about this invasion of Catholics into your life.
Invasion? Makes no difference to me.
We know where... I know where you've come from, Johnny. I know your big Protestant family and your loyalist upbringing.
And who's we? Huh? You said we know.
Okay, okay. It doesn't really matter anymore anyway. But we were a little bit... just a little bit concerned about how you would cope.
You and your dad, is that it?
Don't worry. I stood up for you. I told him you would do a good job no matter what.
Huh. Well, there you are.
Yes. But then it struck me. How did I know that? I didn't.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't. Because I had never asked you, not straight out, how you feel.
Well, you've asked me now, so there you go.
Ah, but this is the important part. There's going to be more and more of it. You know that, don't you?
I know there's good incentives for mergers between the North and the South. And that's business. And that's the game we're in.
And you don't care?
Well, are you worried that I'm going to upset some people at one of your dad's do's or something? And do you think I'm suddenly going to pull out a machine gun and blast them all back to Dublin? Is that what tonight was really about? Was I on trial or something?
No, of course you weren't.
Look, the most important thing that matters to me is you.
I know that.
So what else is there to know?
Your relatives. They're all into the union, aren't they?
The way things are at the minute, I couldn't even say for sure. Well, there's a lot of talk about independence.
Well, what would happen if there was a United Ireland tomorrow?
There can't be.
But what if there was?
You can't do it like that. I mean, well, you would need to get a period of calm first. You'd need stability. And then what I would do is increase incentives in all areas of everything for people to join together.
Mm. Dad says he thinks something new is going to happen. Politically, I mean. That could be like what you're talking about, building relationships, yeah?
What kind of thing does he mean?
Well, I'm not sure, but he says if a new person was to appear, he represented both communities.
Right, both business communities?
Probably. But anyway, he says he would support them, you know, give them money.
And what?
And what would you think of that?
Well, if they stand for peace and cooperation... I don't see anything wrong with it. But it would be hard to see anything new starting now.
Stranger things have happened.
I know, but... Well, the old hate and suspicions are too deeply rooted. We'd need to get rid of that first.
But what about you, then? You come from a long line of Catholic haters.
No. Not Catholic haters. Republican haters, maybe, but not Catholic haters.
Answer the question. Did you hate Catholics or not?
Maybe. Maybe. I can't really remember. Oh, that's not true. Yeah, I did. But then I discovered other things and I learned to hate more.
Like having no job, no money, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well... Yeah, that too. But other things. Other things... that didn't make sense when you actually stopped to think about them. That's the trouble. Few people actually do. There was a Catholic school near where I lived. We used to wait on the little boys and girls with their Catholic school uniforms on to walk by our street or our shops, and then we'd get them. God. We really hurt someone. One day, we had this tiny wee boy pinned to the ground. And he was crying, and there were two boys holding him. And there was another boy sat astride him.
You don't have to tell me this.
No, no, I want to. He let spit real, really green stuff come from his mouth. Hang above the wee fella's face. He was just a tiny, tiny wee boy. I mean, what could I do? What could he do? He slammed his knee down into the wee fella's groin. You know what I mean? Well, he had to open his mouth to scream.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, that's what I hate. And that's what this beautiful country is full of.
Let's get home, love.
Passed the test then, Hannah? You're happy with me now then?
I'm freezing. And my feet are killing me.
Okay. Let's go.
Johnny. You would have saved him if you could have.
No. No, I wouldn't have. I was too afraid of him. I think I still am too.
Psycho, two cups of tea.
What?
Make us two cups of tea.
You can have one yourself. Psycho's drink tea.
I'm not making no tea.
Why are you not?
No, I'm not.
Do you want me to get up off this chair?
How many sugars do you take, Chris?
Two.
Really?
None.
Back in a minute.
No problem.
Where is everything?
It's in the kitchen, you dickhead. Well?
I just wanted him out of the road.
Yeah, what do you want from me?
I talked it over with Bobby and he's given me the go-ahead.
What go-ahead?
The go-ahead with my plan.
Look, I have to be honest with you, Freddy. I haven't a clue about this caper.
Well, recruitment's my game. That's all I really know about.
Well, this is the same as recruitment. The only difference is the people you'll be dealing with.
Yeah, but I don't know these people. I don't know how to talk to them. I really think you'd be better off getting somebody else.
Tell me about your brother. Malone Roden, no. He's a money man, isn't he?
He's an accountant.
You know something about accountants? They're all at it. You know what I mean? See, I think your brother has sussed out some wee move. There's a bank account somewhere with his name in it and a lot of money in it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Don't take it the wrong way.
Look, my brother's as honest as the day's long. You're thinking of somebody else.
Now, here's what I think he should do. Just a suggestion. You go and have a wee chat with your brother. See if you can suss him out. I wouldn't like to think that he's become well-to-do and doesn't have any time for the people who looked after him when he was a kid. People like yourself, Chris.
I'm going to have a chat with him.
Good. Now, the only reason I wanted to talk to you myself was just as you know exactly what's being asked of you. I don't think we're going to see this year out the way we came into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's going to be a war. Or at the very least, a threat of war. And for that threat to be taken seriously, we need to have weapons.
What about the soldiers?
What soldiers?
Our soldiers. What about doing the old ploy? You know, a whole stack of guns went missing. Or there was a robbery at an arsenal or something like that.
I don't think you can really grasp the situation here, Chris. I'm telling you there's going to be civil war. And when that starts, we don't know who we can trust. Except ourselves.
Right. So, how much money would we actually be talking about here?
Well, I'd say about as much as we can get, but a quarter of a million wouldn't be a bad start.
Quarter of a million? No way. That's crazy money.
There's nothing crazy about it. You see, we've done the research. We know where the money is. Does the name Aimsley mean anything to you?
Aimsley? That's Johnny's in-law's name.
He's a multi-millionaire, Chris.
I don't know about that. I know he's rich, like...
Rich? Your brother's rich, Chris. This guy's mega rich. And that's not all we know about him.
Right, what else do you know?
We know he owns hotels. And we know he's joining forces with hotels in Dublin. Call it a merger or whatever. But we don't like that. We don't like anyone dealing with Dublin. See, he should be merging with people like us. Protestants. How many Protestants do you think these hotels in Dublin are going to employ? None. Know what I'm saying? Protestant people made him rich and now he owes us.
So, all I have to do is get him to give some money to us and that's it.
That depends. He might not even need to know about it.
What do you mean?
An accountant knows about money. Know what I'm saying? See, an accountant can make £250,000 suddenly disappear and no one notices because he does this magic trick with certain figures and hey, presto, everything looks perfectly in its place. Talk to him and you'll see.
All right. But what happens if I don't get anything sorted out, or if I can only get 10,000, something like that?
Then we'll have to go to stage two.
Which is?
There's two ways of getting money from these rich people, Chris. You ask them to give it to you, and if they do, fine. But if they don't, then you have to take it from them. But that won't be your deal. I'll handle that.
Is Jonathan working late tonight, Jennifer?
Yes, Mummy. He's an awful lot of loose ends that need tidied up.
Now, that sounds similar to a lot of old nonsense your father used to tell me when I asked what he was doing at night.
That was when I didn't want to bore you with all the technical details, Sarah.
Technical details. He says I would be lucky to hear some technical details.
Mm. Well, when Johnny comes over, I'll get him to run through everything he had to do. How's that?
Yes, he could take us through the next month or so. That would give us an opportunity to calculate exactly how beneficial this merger would be.
Oh, God, no, I think we've had a fill of that.
See what I mean? No pleasing her. One minute she wants you to tell her everything, and the next minute nothing. A man can't wait.
I'm sure Johnny wouldn't mind going over it all again.
Well, I could start the ball rolling now, actually.
Did you show her the watch?
Why would I show it to her? It's for Jonathan.
What watch?
Oh, it's just a little gift for the work he's done recently. Nothing outrageous.
I should tell him as soon as he comes through the door.
Show it me.
Oh, go on, Dennis. We all know you like to show off.
I wish I had a camera.
Chris, how you doing? Come in, sit down.
Hey, man, I'd love to see a picture of you in this office behind that desk. With your head down, though, not with your feet up.
I would have been a big cigar in my mouth.
I don't think you like that much either.
Can I get you something?
Does the pedal work?
No, it's busted. Sure, I told you that last time you were here.
I also told me you're getting it fixed.
I know.
So I'd be keeping.
Oh, dead on. Get on, no problems. How's Mum?
That's just great. What about that merger, whatever Jennifer was talking about? How'd it go?
So far, so good.
Ah, good.
Well, the decisions have been made. And to be honest, most of them have come out in my favour. Because of her dad. But now the real work begins.
I can tell you, I'm really proud of you, our kid. You know, my dad would have been too, but I know you never knew him and all that, but he would have been proud. Not many people can start where you started and finish up like that.
Mostly luck. Seemed to always be in the right place at the right time.
Well, luck, nothing. Hard work, same as what I always told you, same as what my dad always told me. Hard work makes its own luck. That's the trouble these days. Nobody wants to work for anything.
Well, sometimes there is no work. Well, especially this kind of work.
But there's always work for the right people. I mean, I can't say that I always wanted to work. I've had some lazy moments, but looking at you across this desk now and talking to me, Mal, should I say listening, makes it all worthwhile. So I had four jobs at one time, you know. When I was working, I'd get so tired, the only thing that would keep me going was this dream I had. You, sitting there, away from all this shite, living in your lovely house with your beautiful wife and all that stuff. That was a dream, Johnny.
I know. Well, I have heard this before.
Ah, of course you have. But I don't regret it. Nah, and if I had to, I'd do it all over again. Maybe work even harder. Five jobs.
Let me get you something to drink, Chris.
Nah, don't worry yourself. Are you busy? Are you expecting people or something?
No.
Well, I could go and wait on you somewhere if you want me to.
I don't know. Look, just sit there. Well, I was just getting ready to go home, actually.
Here, I brought something for you.
What do you mean?
Of course I have it, really. Yeah, it's not for your 30th, like. I'll get you something else for that.
Oh, what is it?
Open and see.
Oh,
A superior team.
Ah, it's Liverpool.
Ah, yeah, I know.
I didn't know what to get you. This is the only thing I remember you really liking.
It's great. What's it for?
Well, I just wanted to get you something back for all the dinners and all.
You don't have to get me anything.
I can still see your face. Now, every Thursday I'd come home, you'd be waiting, and you knew I'd have one for you, but you didn't know which team it would be, and your face would light up with expectancy. Sometimes I'd get you two teams, you remember?
Okay, I've still got them. I don't play anymore, but, well, maybe someday. Someday we'll find a use for them, rather than just looking at them, you know.
You're never any good, anyway.
I could beat you.
And your dreams.
Here. Why don't you come home with me tonight?
Nah, I can't.
Ah, come on, be great. We'll have dinner and a few beers, and we can tell Jennifer all about the good old days.
She'd be bored to tears.
Oh, it'd be... No, actually, it wouldn't.
Why not?
I forgot. I'm supposed to go to our ma's house. Some other night, but soon, really.
Ah, all right.
And I'm not messing. I was talking to Jennifer the other night about it, and she says we should see more of each other. Well, she hasn't got any brothers or anything. And, well, I've been talking to her, and God, she's brilliant. She says you can come over any time you want.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I always feel a bit uncomfortable.
I know you do. But she has this theory that the more you do something, the less it hurts. Or, well, something like that.
All right, okay.
So?
Well?
Well, look, I've got to run, Chris.
I have to talk to you, our kid.
What's up?
Can we talk here, all right?
Yeah, sure.
I've got a bit of a problem.
Kind of a problem?
I don't know how to say this.
What is it? Money?
Sort of. But it's not for me, like.
Is it Mama? Look, I...
No, we're all right.
Well, who's it for?
I just want to say that... I didn't want to come here, but I didn't have any choice in this.
What are you talking about?
I got promoted.
Didn't even know you had a job.
Look, I don't have a job, Johnny. I'm talking about the boys. I'm not in charge of recruitment anymore.
Is that good? For you, I mean?
I have to raise money. I'm like the chief fundraiser.
But how can an organisation like the UVF raise funds? They're illegal.
Aye, that's my problem. That's why I'm here.
I don't understand. What are you actually saying to me, Chris?
I have to raise £250,000.
Oh, Christ.
You think you could work something out?
Me?
Now, I was just told to ask you. You can say no, but I'm not actually asking you to get the money. I'm just asking for advice.
Advice?
There might be a legitimate way to do it, sort of.
What do we... Raise money for an illegal organisation? Oh, no way.
Well, donations.
Well, from where to who?
Come on, Johnny. How many millionaire clients have you got? Now, surely you could talk them into an investment or two. Isn't that what this management consultancy caper's all about?
I wouldn't have a chance.
But I could talk to them.
No.
I could explain.
Explain what?
But about the IRA. Somebody has to stop them.
Chris, my clients... My clients don't give a toss about the IRA. In fact, there'd be more unions that they would want stopped.
What do you mean? I thought they were Protestants.
They're businessmen, Chris. Protestantism has got nothing to do with business. Except that if they operate out of a Protestant area, they'll probably have to pay usance protection money. You've no chance. Look, they don't think like you. They don't see Ulster as anything more than a marketplace. Protestant or Catholic, it makes no difference. Money. That's what makes a difference.
And they're not Protestants.
That's not what I'm trying to tell
you. But what about in all Ireland? We're the only ones who can stop that from becoming a reality.
So what? What do you mean, so what? That's exactly what they'll say. There's just as much money to be made in all Ireland as there is in this mess. Probably more, in fact. I mean, if it was stable.
Aye, but would it be stable?
Well, if you get your way, probably not. But can't you see that that's even more reason for them not to offer you any money? What do you know what I mean?
Well, what do you suggest?
Nothing. I just... It can't be done.
What about working the article, then?
Well, what, like...
I don't know. I'm just asking for help here.
I can't help you, Chris.
But what about this brewery loan, the refurbishment stuff you told me about?
Well, that was just me talking.
Yeah, but it's £1 million, isn't it? Well, what if some of it disappeared?
I couldn't do that. Well, look, even if I wanted to. Well, besides that, well, the most you could make disappear would be about 50,000. And now that would be really pushing it. I can't believe I'm talking like this.
50,000 would be a start.
I'm telling you, Chris, it would be too dodgy.
Look, I talked her dad into taking a loan to refurbish the hotels and the other hotels in Dublin. Well, to make them all look like part of the one group. They're all going to be identical. I got him to put me in charge of the whole venture, so if and when I do an excellent job, the follow-on benefits and future deals will be incredible. Now, let me think here. I've got the tenders. I was intending to spend every penny on these hotels to make them the tops. For you, I would have to present them as cost and an amount in excess of the actual expenditure, but the builders would have to do it for 50,000 less.
How could you do that?
I'm thinking. I could take the letterheads from the rejected tenders and make up some fake invoices. That would be too much, Chris. If I was to get caught, that would be me finished. And I really don't see why you would get more money from after that. There's just no money about.
Oh, I will do the money, man. I'll have to take your word for it. If you say it can't be done, it can't be done.
It really can't, Chris.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Well, so what happens now?
I'll just have to think of something else.
Well, what happens if you can't get the money?
Can't? No such word as can't.
I think you really have to think about this. I mean, you're not going to get that money, Chris. I mean it. I mean, nobody has it.
What about her da?
What about him?
Well, he must be worth millions. Six hotels.
Oh, it's a partnership.
Well, okay, three hotels. That's a lot of money.
Look, I wouldn't bother with him. He doesn't give money to anything. Unless you're going to threaten him. Blow up his hotels if he doesn't pay you the money. And even then, he's insured.
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, yeah, and how do you work then?
Persuasion.
I would like the mafia. Are you going to make him an offer he can't refuse?
I'll just explain the situation and see what happens. And if he won't give us anything, then we'll go on to the next client.
My clients? Do you know what that would do to me? That would put me out of business in a fortnight. Oh, maybe sooner. Is that what you want to do?
Well, look, I didn't work all those years while you were chasing your degree or your letters or whatever for nothing.
Oh, well, that's the way it'll end up if you do this.
But how do you know?
Because I know these people.
I just want to talk to them. Help me out here, Johnny.
There's nothing I can do, Chris. Why don't you leave? Get out while you can.
Do what?
Go away somewhere.
Well, and what about me ma?
I take care of my ma.
Well, who'll take care of you?
I can look after myself.
I have to come clean here, Johnny. It's only fair. They know about you. And they know all about your dad-in-law and his hotels and his money. And they told me to ask you for help. They think you can get the money.
Well, they think wrong, then.
See, they sent me to get the money. And if I don't get it, then they're going to send someone else.
I don't believe this.
I'm really sorry, Johnny.
I can't believe it. Who would they send?
There's two of them outside waiting on me now.
What happens?
Don't worry, I'll go out, I'll tell them everything's all right and that you said you'll cooperate. But where do we go from here?
Get the police.
Well, you're involved, Johnny. I'm involved. Your wife's involved. Now we're all involved.
What do we do then?
Now, all you can do, Johnny, is talk to her dad. That's all. And if you can arrange a meeting, you'll be in the clear. I'll make sure of it.
A meeting? And that's it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how it turns out from there. That's up to me. Now you do your part, you're in the clear. Seriously, you and your wife, no bother.
Oh, Chris. Chris, how did this happen?
Well, they found out that about this Dublin thing. And I reckon that your dad-in-law was being a bit of a traitor, helping Catholics and all, so they decided he should pay back for all the years. I don't really know, Johnny. It's just when you mention Dublin and everything goes crazy, you know what I mean?
Why me?
Because you're my brother. They knew if they could just make the right noises about people getting hurt, I would have to involve myself to protect you, and then the hope will work something out.
And that's the sort of people that you work for.
I don't have any choice, Johnny. I'll just see what you can do, okay?
Like you say, I don't have any choice now either.
Right, thanks, bro. Oh, you won't.
Psycho. Nice to see you, Bob.
Ah, sit down. Ah, good to see you. Tell me what's happening. You can get back out there.
It's not going too well.
Why, what's happening?
This guy, Chris, I don't like him.
Well,
I don't know if we can be trusting guys like that.
What do you mean, psycho?
He's an arsehole.
Have you told him this?
No, not exactly. I thought it'd be better to tell you in case things got ugly. I might have had to sort him out and I'd rather speak to you before I did that, like. And this Freddy guy...
You don't like him either?
He sent me into the kitchen to make tea. I didn't join up to make tea for arseholes. I'm a soldier. I've done the business. If you want a tea boy, you can go and look up the Yellow Pages.
And what did he say to that? It doesn't matter.
So, I goes into the kitchen and rattles those pots and pans and all, but I'm listening to them, know what I mean?
And what'd you hear?
Well, to tell you the truth, not very much. Those pots and pans made like a hell of a racket. But I'll tell you this, they made some sort of a deal, because I heard Freddie saying something about money, big money like, and then your man goes to see his bro about something and we didn't tell you, and then he comes out after like and gives us a thumbs up. What does that sound like to you?
Okay, psycho. You better be getting back over there and keeping an eye on them.
No problem.
Yeah. You go out to the car with Jennifer, will you? I think Johnny wants to talk to me about some technical details.
I don't see why you couldn't have stayed the night. Oh. I mean, it's not as if you're someone waiting at home for you, Jennifer.
I've told you before, Mum. Johnny doesn't like to leave the house overnight. And besides, there is someone waiting on us.
Cats should be locked out at night, Jennifer. I mean, it's not as if they can't survive. It's not like they're children.
So, what's bothering you, Johnny?
Nothing, really.
Was it the watch? I just had to get you something, son.
No, I like it. It's dead on.
You've done me proud. Oh, I know. We used to have our differences. But I want you to know that's all well behind us now. Well behind us.
Sure.
Oh, this amalgamation, Johnny. Belfast and Dublin. This is what it's all about now, eh? You can't stop progress. If the Krauts and the Frogs can accommodate each other, then why can't we, eh? They don't even speak the same language.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But look, I need to know if you're free on Thursday. We don't really have time to talk now.
For you, Johnny, I will just have to make myself free. But it's what I'm saying to you about this merger. We have pulled off a masterstroke of anticipation. We're the pioneers, the leaders of the pack, so to speak. You wait and see how many will follow us.
But we're not actually the first.
No, but we're the biggest, aren't we?
Well, look... Thursday.
Thursday. Well, will I need to bring anyone or anything?
No. Come on your own. See, I want you to meet someone.
Sounds interesting.
It's my brother.
Tell you what, Jonathan. Johnny. You just ring me and remind me, will you? Better still, I'll make a note of it. How's that?
No problem.
For God's sake, Dennis, stop boring him to death. You're going to get home.
It's he who's talking to me.
Look, I'd better get going.
All right.
I'll see you soon, love.
But I'll ring you in the morning.
Good, good. Cheer, Jennifer.
Drive slowly, Jonathan. The roads look a bit slippery. Bye.
Bye. Who can you trust, eh? Who can you trust?
Me.
Shut up.
It's bad enough with our politicians making deals that no one knows about. Plots and subplots are all over the place. And here? Well, you would think the most important thing is loyalty. What are we here? Talk of treachery.
Is this all from this dickhead?
I'm not a dickhead. You are.
You get your chance to speak in a minute.
I see you later.
That's enough of it.
So, what's the score?
I just want you to know exactly where you stand in case anything should go wrong with this little scheme of Chris's. And no one in this room is a stranger to a hard bite. We've all been acclaimed as a hard case at one time or another. Well, this hard case knows death. And I don't use the word lightly. I know death. And if you boys are thinking of disappearing, make sure you disappear really well and don't come back ever. Because there'll be nothing for you to come back to. No parents, no brothers, no sisters, no nothing. The only thing waiting for you will be death. Do you see?
Freddy doesn't have no family.
Shut your mouth for once in your life.
Aye, but he doesn't, like I have, Bobby.
First of all, let me say that I know just how busy a man you are, Mr. Ainslie, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come over and talk with me.
Well, it's the least I could do.
Listen, I don't want to keep you for any longer than is absolutely necessary, so I'll just get to the point. Has Johnny been talking to you? I mean, has he said anything about what I wanted to talk to you about?
Well, all he said was that you were his brother and that you were in some kind of trouble.
Aye, that's it.
Financial trouble, is it?
Well, I'm under pressure more than in trouble.
Well, how can I help exactly?
Well, let me just explain my predicament, and then you can maybe suggest how you want to help me, okay, instead of me putting words into your mouth.
Go ahead, then.
Right, where to start? I've just got a new job, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's a promotion, like. Only, the thing is, it's like it's in a different department, and I'm unfamiliar with how it works, you know?
And you think that maybe I can help you?
Aye, definitely.
Aye.
Well, the people I work for, it's not exactly a company, it's an organisation. Uh-huh. Anyway, I've been given the task of fundraising. You see, the people who normally would have done this aren't with us anymore, so there was no training or anything.
Fundraising? Is it a charity? Because, you know, Johnny tells me the charity is very good for my image, as well as for my tax returns.
Yeah, no, it's not a charity.
Well, what is it then?
Well, just between us. Uh-huh. I represent the Ulster Volunteer Force. Now, is there a problem with that? You look a bit shocked.
How much money are you talking about?
Well, not all from you, but I have to get $250,000.
And you want me to help you raise this money to buy weapons, is that correct?
And that's exactly it.
Well, I don't think I can do that.
Well, I can guarantee absolute anonymity. Johnny knows a couple of tricks that he can be done. You don't have to worry about a thing.
I had no idea that Johnny was messed up in this sort of thing.
No, well, it sort of proves my point, really, doesn't it? Also, I can promise that you and your family, your hotels, anything else you've got, complete security. I mean, you'll be as safe as anything can be. And, well, should something happen, let me assure you that the price paid by the people who do it, or the people who claim the responsibility for it, will be a severe price. I can guarantee that.
Let me attempt to clarify a couple of points, if I may. Are you asking me for money? Or are you extorting money from me?
What do you mean?
Are you threatening me? Well, I know you're not exactly saying it, but I'm not sure that I would recognize it from your sort, if you know what I mean. Is this a... I mean, are you...
Well, no,
you know,
no. No, this is nothing like that at all. If you don't want to help me out, that's no problem. I'll just have to sort something else out. I just thought... Look, I'm in trouble. And you're the richest person I know. You see what I'm saying?
I have to be honest with you.
All right, do be.
When Johnny spoke to me about you, I thought you needed a couple of £100 or something. I thought that that was what he meant.
I know it's a shock, but you don't have to give me the money. I mean, you could just help me to get it.
I don't support terrorism.
Hey, we're not terrorists. We're resist terrorism.
I'm sorry, but our views are simply vastly different. I see no point in continuing this conversation.
Hold it.
Oh, is this where the threatening begins, huh? Because let me tell you this. Before you start to contemplate terrorizing me, I will have your brother put out of business in 48 hours. I guarantee that.
Settle down. Right? Now, I have absolutely no intention of threatening anybody. That's not how we work. You're mixing us up with the terrorists, the IRA. Those are the people you should be shouting about. Those are the people you should be threatening to put out of business. All I want to do is help you.
Well, I think not, and I really do have to go.
I'll be reasonable.
Look, I am being reasonable. I have never had any dealings with any terrorist group, and I never will.
You're making a mistake. See, without us, there would have been an All-Ireland years ago, and we're the only ones who can stop it from happening.
And have you ever stopped to ask anyone how much they're prepared to pay to avoid such an event?
Aye, they'll pay with their lives if necessary.
Well, that is where my interest really does wane with the likes of you. Those kind of words, those morals, they just seem so ludicrous. You know, I often wonder if you have ever really sat down and considered what a United Ireland would really...
No, I don't need to consider it. It's not happening.
I am really sorry, but if you don't mind, I really do have some important things to take care of. Now, the only advice that I can give you is that you quit.
What, surrender, you mean?
I never use that word. And as I say, I really don't have the time for this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, too.
Well, goodbye. Bastard. Rich, traitor bastard.
I phoned the house a couple of times and she's not there. I just thought you might have known where she was.
No, I've no idea, Jonathan. Well, she certainly hasn't been here. Was she supposed to be here?
No, she's supposed to be with me. I mean, that's the point.
Maybe she's met someone or maybe she's having problems finding a parking space.
I don't think so. We were supposed to meet over 2 hours ago.
Do you want me to see if I can locate her for you in the meantime?
No. she'll probably be raging at me for phoning you at all.
Well, I won't tell her if you won't.
Where is he? You told me Johnny would be here. Where is he?
No, I didn't tell you that. I told you Johnny told me to bring you here and he'd be here as soon as possible.
When will that be?
He's a busy man.
I know my husband better than you do. And I think he would have been here to meet me, to let me know what's going on. So if you don't mind, I'd like to go.
I don't think so.
Hey, Jennifer.
Are you going to stop me from leaving?
If I have to.
You won't have to. Let me talk to her.
I'm not happy about him being here. Does Johnny know he's here?
Jennifer, look, things are happening so fast, this is all we could put together. And these fellows here, well, they're not exactly the guys with the best manners in the world. They're helping us to keep you and Johnny alive. So please, if you could, I'd appreciate it if we could all get along for the very short time I hope it takes to sort this matter out. Jennifer.
Okay. But I want to see Johnny as soon as possible. Can you arrange that?
Right, I'll see what I can do.
Well, I don't really think that's good enough.
That's the way it is.
Johnny said that with the UFF threat being mainly towards him, he wants to stay as far away from you as possible. See, that way you're not really in as much danger.
Well, I would like to phone my mother.
No. No phones.
Why not?
Ask you, don't overreact. The reason you can't phone is simply because we don't have a phone.
Well, there must be one near here.
Well, Johnny told me to keep you inside.
I can't believe this. My mother will be worried sick. I have to phone her.
You just have to give me some time. Right now, all I'm going to do now, I'm going to check the area out, make sure we haven't been followed, and if I feel it's safe enough, then we'll get you a phone. But I can't afford to put my brother's wife in danger, can I now?
How long is this going to take?
What, for the phone or the whole thing, you mean?
The whole thing?
I don't know. Like, these things can drag on, and you don't have to worry if it continues for a long time, because we'll probably have to get even more protection. But Johnny doesn't want to go to the police until he has to. Like, the fewer people know about this, the better, wouldn't you agree? I mean, see, this sort of thing could really damage his career.
Why would they pick on him, these UFF people? I mean, he's a Protestant, for God's sake.
Aye, but what about your dad? Huh?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, what Freddie's talking about is the fact that your dad has been doing deals with certain people that have attracted this kind of attention.
The hotels, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. See, the people behind those hotels have been well known to loyalist freedom fighters for a number of years as the main sources of fundraising for the IRA and other Republican movements.
But we have no idea. There's never been anything like that mentioned.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly the sort of thing they're going to say right out, is it?
You shouldn't be dealing with people from Dublin anyway. They're scum down there, scum.
Hey, Freddy.
Look, I'm sure there's been a mistake.
No. You see, what's happened is that the loyalists have put two and two together and they've come up with the idea that your dad is now raising money for the IRA. Oh. And so therefore you and my brother, being the accountant and probably in their eyes the one doing the dirty deeds for everyone, well, that makes you legitimate targets, doesn't it? See, that's always been a problem in the Protestant camp.
What has?
The fact that the working class can't trust the middle and the upper ones because they can be bought off, not like us. Poor people, I mean.
That's right. They sell all sort of the Pope as long as they're all right.
See, most of the problems stem from the fact that our own middle classes have never shown the proper interest in what the others have been doing.
They're
totally fine. See, trying to get money for weapons and things like that haven't been easy because the rich ones just don't want to know about it because they think that the army and the police can be trusted to protect us. And I can tell you, they're mistaken.
I would like to go home, please. Would you take me home?
Look, I can't. Right, now Johnny would kill me.
I have to see him. Now! I need to talk to him. This whole thing doesn't make sense. Surely there's something else that can be done.
Look, Jennifer, we're doing everything we can do. Right, now you're safe with us. Johnny knows that. I mean, the police can't keep you safe from these people.
Can't keep themselves safe half the time. Now, if you were a Catholic, that'd be a different matter. Why?
Chris, please. I have to see Johnny. Please.
Yeah, right. I'll do my best. Right, I'll go and speak with him now, okay? Jennifer, listen to me. You have to help us. Right, you stay here. Listen to me. You stay here. You don't go outside. You don't even go near the window, you hear? If you need something, Freddie will get it for you. Right, now trust us, Jennifer. Together we can work it out, okay?
As long as I can see Johnny. I'll be all right then. I just have to see him. To see that he's all right.
All right.
I can't believe this. Look, just think very carefully, Sarah. When was the last time that you saw her?
Johnny's been looking for her twice today. It must be true.
Yeah, well, let's not pay too much attention to anything that Johnny says from now on.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Explain yourself.
His brother more or less indicated to me that Johnny was involved in this just as much as he is.
Involved in what?
Racketeering, loyalist terrorism, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, come off it. Not Johnny.
I am only telling you what his brother said.
But you can't believe his brother. His brother's a bad one. We've always known that. But not Johnny. You even said it yourself.
Okay, okay. So, what do you suggest we do?
We wait on Johnny getting here, and then we'll discuss it. What else can we do?
Well, we could phone the police. Well, not entirely without influence, you know.
No, they've told us not to do that.
They've also told us to deliver £250,000 into their hands. Is that what we're going to do?
Can you do it?
I am not giving money to terrorists. Once you give in to that sort of thing, you're trapped. They latch onto you. They own you.
Well, how would you like to wake up one morning and remember that your daughter is dead? And one of the reasons that she's dead is that you did do all that you could do to protect her.
Of course I'm going to do everything I can.
Well, just get on with it then.
And where is she now? Look,
she's being taken care of, right? It was all I could think of at the time. Everything happened so quickly.
What happened?
Like I told you, I went to the main man. I told them we couldn't get the money. And from their reactions, I could tell they weren't going to take it too well.
What's that got to do with Jennifer?
Look, I was acting on instinct. Right, they questioned me about you, about her and her dad. And it was obvious what they had in mind, Johnny. They want this money bad, right? And they're blaming us. I tried to get you first to explain, but I couldn't find you, so I got her instead.
But what does this actually mean?
Don't worry, right? She's safe. So are you. Providing you come with me.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
You have to go away.
Go away?
And you'll never be able to come back here, Johnny. Oh, both of you, you just want to forget about Ulster. Tell you what, England might not be too safe here either.
Oh, this is really frightening, Chris. Our whole lives are here. There's no way we can leave.
Yeah, but I can only keep you safe for a couple of days. After that, we'll all be in trouble. That would bring me and me man, everybody into it.
And are you not in it already?
No, because they know I can't get them any money.
But neither can I.
Yeah, but that's not how they see it.
Well, how do they see it?
Right, this is the first. Right, this will set a precedent. And they feel that whatever your dad-in-law does, the rest of the upper classes will be led to do so too. See, you might not realise this, Johnny, but civil war is only just around the corner. Now, don't brush it off. It's a reality. And when it happens, we're going to need weapons. Lots of weapons. I'm sure you're familiar with the doomsday stories of the recent past. They're all true, but in order to impose such scenarios, we need the money, the firepower, and we can't have one without the other.
You said we. What do you mean, we?
Yeah, well, I don't mean it like that, but if this happens and you're here, it'll be better for you to be on our side.
Not if you don't get the money and the guns, it won't.
No, we've got loads of guns already, Johnny. It's just we're going to need more. This might go on for another 25 years for all we know, and it's time for all the Protestants to wake up and come together.
Chris, you sound like you're trying to defend these people.
I'm only trying to explain their point of view.
Yeah, well, here's mine. They're the ones who are putting my life in danger. From the way I see it, the IRA aren't forcing me to leave the country. The IRA have never threatened me or my family.
What are you talking rubbish for? But the IRA are trying to force us into the United Ireland, and we're not going. Now we just have to force them out of an independent Ulster, a Protestant Ulster.
This is crazy talk.
But this is reality, Johnny. It's time for yourself and people like you to make a decision.
What decision?
Whose side are you on?
Well, right now I feel like I'm on the wrong side.
Johnny, look, it's not your money they want. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but it's me they're coming at with. This is me finished, you know.
No, it's not.
How's it?
Because you can turn this thing to your advantage. Right, you make some moves, you do your thing, get the money, you'll be very well looked after. Right, no need to leave. There's no danger, no fear. There's no sleepless nights. You'll be a hero.
Chris, I can't get the money.
Talk to her dad. Right, now, he might see it different now.
How will I?
But now that his wee daughter's in danger.
Look, I want to see her. I want you to bring her here, Chris.
No, she's safer where she is.
So we have a place. It's our dad's. We'll go there.
No.
Yes. That's perfect. Because it can't be traced as belonging to us. Well, it's a move I did with the buying of it. A few books needed to be balanced, and, well, that's not important. The whole thing is, Chris, you bring her here, and I'll do the rest.
And then what?
We'll stay away until this blows over.
You can't stay away that long. You don't know how long they'll wait.
We'll see.
I can't do it.
you come with me.
Oh, no, Chris. Like you say, this is a precedent. If we give in, everybody will give in. If they can get anything out of us this time, they'll be back. And I say we don't do it.
And there'll be nothing I can do.
Well, that's okay.
But will it be okay when you come home one night and find your wife dead?
That won't happen.
You don't know that. And you can't guarantee her safety. You can't guarantee anybody's safety.
I can you?
Well, more than you. Well, I don't think you can. I judge it by what has happened recently. And I would say you're not exactly the safest person to be around.
What do you mean by that?
I mean what I say. I was just getting on with my life and then you came
along. Hold on, Dad. I only asked you for help. And if I'd known something like this, would I haven't?
What? What would you have done?
Look, don't lay this on me. You think I haven't thought about this? What, you think I don't realise what I've done? I know I've made a few mistakes, but when you make mistakes, what do you do? Right? You try to put them right, don't you? Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
But I'm telling you how to put it right, Chris. Bring Jennifer here. And then
what?
And that's it.
Bring Jennifer here and fuck off, isn't that it? Isn't that what you're trying to say?
Not that it is, but if it was, I would have every right to say it. You have put our lives in danger, Chris. You have really scared me. I could lose everything here.
Short bloody memory, you.
Don't give me that.
Look, let's not forget how you got here in the first place.
I'm doing our rest, Chris. Look, I got here through a lot of hard work on my part. Believe it or not, they don't sell accountancy degrees, and you can't buy your way into a firm just because your brother took a couple of extra jobs on for a while. Yeah, I had to do a bit of work myself, you know. And I had to give things up too, and I didn't just stop there. There were still professional exams to be got. And if you fail them, you're right. And all your hard work and everything, and you've never let me forget where I've been for nothing.
Look, I never tried to make it out that it was all me.
Oh. And I have to admit, there's been a bit of luck involved too. When I was with Mitchell's, I was fortunate enough to be given the Amsley a hotel audit. And well, since meeting the man and being introduced to Jennifer...
Yeah, you haven't looked back. And you didn't need your big brother no more, so you just cast him off.
And I know what did.
Yes, you did. And then when I went, all the things that I stood for went out the window with me, didn't I?
You didn't want me involved. You've always said
that.
Yeah,
I know, but I didn't want you to be a traitor either. Turn Catholic on me.
Aha, turn Catholic. I saved you, Johnny. Now, what kind of man would be standing opposite me now if I hadn't kept you clean, kept you safe, huh?
Well, no matter. Look, that was then, this is now. And the last favour I want from you is my wife back.
Simple as that.
Look, we'll work something out. I'll just have to look after myself from now on. At least this way, I won't owe the rest of my life to you as well.
You don't owe me. I didn't mean it like that. This is just a bad time, Johnny Kidd. Right? Now, I've no one else to turn to. You don't owe me this. You've already paid me back anyway, but... I need the money.
What are you saying?
I can't give you your wife back until I get the money.
What do you mean?
Now don't look at me like that. I had to do this. They would have done it anyway. Only they would have done it the ugly way. Do you know what I mean? Now at least I'm there to make sure nothing happens to her.
Are you trying to tell me you've kidnapped my wife?
No.
All this crap about... keeping her safe and our lives being in danger. What was all that?
That's true, if you think about it properly. Now, she hasn't been kidnapped, right? She's in protective custody.
Ah, bullshit! Where is she?
I can't tell you that.
But she was something.
Look, calm down, what? Johnny. Will you calm yourself?
Calm yourself, I don't believe you!
Calm yourself, Johnny, for God's sake! Now, don't be trying anything like that again, all right? Are you all right?
I'm going to be all right.
You as a brother. Oh, Johnny, I'm sorry.
No, you're lucky I can.
Of course you are. Now watch it now.
I'll get you your money. But I'm telling you, after that, that's it. We're finished. No more.
All right, whatever way you want it.
As soon as I was informed of your involvement in our operation, Dennis, I made these arrangements. We couldn't possibly be seen going into your house. It's obviously out of the question to have you come into a station. So, this was the solution. If you're being followed, now I don't think you are, but we'll have to take every necessary precaution. And if you are, then it will be assumed that you're here doing business. Simple as that. Okay, Dennis?
Whatever you say.
The other thing I meant to say was,
don't worry about your own involvement. You won't be required to attend court or give evidence. The only thing is that for yourself and your future, I would suggest that from here on in you seem to be as cooperative as possible, without going overboard. Because this is only the initial stage of the operation. Arrests won't be made until a later date. Reason being, it's better to have these men locked up for importing masses of illegal arms with the intention of starting a war than it would be to arrest them for attempting to extort money from a businessman, even if it's for that reason.
Does that mean I have to give them the money?
Our money. We can supply the necessary cash up front. Don't you worry about that.
I won't forget this, Paul.
Inspector Allen, when I'm on duty, please, Dennis. We wouldn't want people to think I'm going to all this trouble just because we're friends now, would we?
No, I'm just saying. No.
Now, as far as your daughter is concerned, Dennis, don't worry. We have someone close to her at all times. Nothing's going to go wrong. She won't be harmed. A little bit shaken up, probably, but if she's ever in any life-threatening situation, we'll go code red immediately and the game's over, understand?
Well, that's good to know.
Although, I would like to point out that we've spent an incredible amount of time and energy putting this operation into motion. But for the sake of such a beautiful young lady's life, I suppose a delay would be acceptable.
Well, I better get home to Sarah. She'd be worried sick. Thanks again. Good luck.
Don't forget your money, Dennis.
Of course.
Now, you're on your own from here on in. Are you comfortable with that?
Well, you've put me at my ease a bit.
Well, hopefully not too much at ease.
Where is she now?
She's in the bathroom.
Is she having a shower? What?
I think she's having a bath. I didn't hear the water running, but then I really wasn't listening.
Do you want me to go in and check on her?
No. I think she'll be all right.
I think I should, but she might have had an accident or something. Bathrooms can be dangerous places.
Forget it, I said.
I don't want to stick my head around the door.
Are you deaf? Are you just trying to annoy me?
No, I'm not. What do you think of her, anyway?
I don't think she's going to buy the crap Chris is selling her for much longer.
What crap's he been selling her?
I'm talking about his story, protective custody, that crap.
Oh, my. So what do I do about that?
Nothing. She seems easy frightened, so I don't see a problem. As soon as she finds out what the score really is, that'll be her.
Do you think she's afraid of me?
Oh, wasn't everybody?
Ah, right enough. What are you checking her watch for? Has she been in there too long, have I?
No. And no, I don't want you to check on her.
She's a cracker, isn't she, like? A woman like that, kid. What is she seeing this poker accountant guy?
Well, money for a start.
You're right there, Freddy boy. You are right there. Money, that's it. She likes the size of his wad. Isn't that all it is? Here, know the way they say size isn't important? Well, it is. Know what I mean? See, for women like that, you have to have a big, big wad, don't you? See me, but I'd rather have a big wad.
You're not kidding, man.
Oh, very funny. Ha, ha, ha. I don't think. What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something there. Here, Freddy, have you to report back or anything?
No. Why?
Well, it's your turn to go and get the milk and all.
There's plenty of milk left.
Buns. Biscuits, I mean.
I'm not hungry. If you want something to eat, go and get it yourself.
And leave you here on your own with her? No, thanks.
Well, suit yourself.
Okay, look. Seriously, what do you think?
I'm not hungry.
No. What do you think about, you know, doing the business?
What business?
Sex. What about us going for a wee raid, eh?
You're not my type, and besides...
Not us. Her. Me and you and her. Not the girl. Like, I go first, then you.
Forget about it.
Okay, okay. You go first, then. I don't mind sloppy seconds. Besides, it'll make me seem even better when she's had your wee thing and then mine.
What?
Your wee thing?
I haven't got a wee thing.
Well, what are you going to use, then?
Oh, very funny. See, you don't know shit. That woman's in there, probably dreaming about me, us, and you're just sitting here. Are you a pup or something?
I'll tell you what I know. If you want to go in there and touch that woman, it's up to yourself. But I wouldn't like to be here when you're trying to explain it to Chris.
He doesn't need to know.
You think she's not going to tell him?
Well, the way I look at it is this. We're going to kill her anyway, aren't we? So why not do her too?
Now listen to me. You sit down.
and shut your mouth, and maybe you'll be all right when this is over. But you try anything, anything at all, and I'll make sure you regret it. And then you'll have to deal with the rest of them. That's if and when you get out of hospital. Do you understand me?
I'm only joking, Freddy.
Well, don't joke. You're not funny.
I wanted to see you here so as, you know, Sarah wouldn't have to get involved.
It's all right. It's been taken care of.
What has?
Our problem.
Oh, you already know about Jennifer.
Of course I do. I'm the one who has to come up with the money. But let me tell you this, Johnny. Don't think your brother's story about protective custody is being believed. I know a ransom demand when I see
one. No, it's not over yet. I'm going to see him again later on. I think I might be able to talk him out of it. I have a couple of ideas. I was going to try and persuade him to let her go and maybe even to come with us.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's still my brother. He's doing his best. But these people are not letting go.
Save it, Johnny, really.
I'm just trying to explain.
No matter. Just here it is.
Here's what? What's that?
It's the money, of course. Check it if you like. It's all there. £250,000.
Have you been to the police?
Of course not.
Well, what's going on? Where did you get this?
That is not important.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to tie me into this? What do you think I am? Part of this?
Oh, come on, Johnny. Just drop the charade. Take the money and run. Now, first of all, I want Jennifer brought back here before the money leaves this room.
What's the plan? Now, tell me.
Why would I tell you? So as you could warn your brother?
No. I just want Jennifer to be out of any danger if you have some crazy plan worked out.
There is no plan. And one other thing. When this is over, I suggest you pack your bags and clear this place out as well.
Are you blaming me for this? Is that it?
You can get the hell out of our lives for starts.
But I love Jennifer. I'm her husband.
Well?
My brother, Chris.
Your brother, Jonathan, is scum. Scum. He is the very scum that is holding this country to ransom. Never mind me. Freedom fighters, defenders of the faith, whatever else they call themselves, it's not what I call them. They're scum. Terrorists. No, they're worse. They're gangsters. Racketeers, pornographers, drug dealers, moneylenders. That's what they really are. And it's long overdue the people whom they claim to be protecting were informed of their many shortcomings.
Do you think you're going to get an argument from me?
They claim that they are here with some God-given right to protect us from a united Ireland. But who is going to protect us from them? They want this money for guns, don't they? And what will they do with these guns? Protect us? No, I'll tell you what they'll do. They are going to plunge this country into its darkest hour.
Well, why are you going to give them it?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Because I love my daughter more than anything else in the world. That's why.
Yeah, and what kind of a world is she going to live in when you give them this money?
As my accountant and personal advisor, why don't you perform your last duty within that capacity and tell me what I should do?
You wouldn't like it.
What are you saying to me?
Look, I'm saying that as much as I love Jennifer, I think we should call their bluff. I don't think you should give them the money. Look, I've already told them that you couldn't get the money even if you wanted to. And I seriously don't know how you did, and I don't care. But just think about what the right thing to do would be. If they get this money, I just don't think you should do it.
Well, that is extremely noble of you. But I am a family man at heart, and I intend to let them have their money. So here, make the final arrangements, please.
Listen, Bobby, are you on your own? I have to tell you something.
I'm a very busy man, Tiger.
I know, but it's about this Freddy guy. He's not the right kind of guy for us, you know? Something up there.
Never mind. Look, all I want to know is, what's the state of play at this point in time?
It's over. Chris says he's got the money, and that's it.
Excellent.
He's another one I'm not too sure about. But don't worry, I keep me eye on Chrissy, boy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tiger. You can go now.
Aye, I know. Here, Bobby. Do you want me to take over from here on in? Because I'll tell you, I'm not too sure about these guys.
I said you can go now.
Oh, aye, no problem. Here, I'm doing a good job, aren't I?
Come on, make a move. Let's go.
Hey, Bobby.
Aye.
Here, they're coming.
Right. I'll hold on to this then, okay?
Hey, don't you try anything daft now.
I have no intention of trying anything.
Here she is. Oh, she's got Freddy waiting outside.
Oh, Jenny. Are you okay?
Yeah.
that?
Oh, Jenny, love.
Oh, God, what's going on?
Oh, don't worry, love. Everything's going to be all right.
Johnny, why don't you take your wife home and Mr. Ainsley and me will sort everything else out.
Dad?
Well, just go with him. That goes to our house. Your mother's worried sick.
We're not going anywhere.
Let it go on, Johnny. Don't screw it all up now.
We have to talk.
What's going on?
Johnny, maybe you can explain it to her on the way home.
But Chris said everything was all right now. The threat of being lifted.
What threat?
The threat
in our lives. Look, I said everything had been sorted out. That's all I said. Now go on, Johnny. Take her home.
Yes, take her home, Johnny, before she finds out her brother-in-law actually kidnapped her. And that her father had to raise £250,000 to secure a release.
Is this true? I was kidnapped.
Look, no one was kidnapped.
Then how do you explain this? £250,000 sterling.
What's that for?
No, don't give it to...
Shut up, Johnny.
Will someone please explain to me what in the hell is going on?
Take the money, Chris. I have got what I wanted. And maybe we can go home together now, Jennifer. Just the two of us.
Chris, hold on. We have to talk.
There is nothing left to talk about.
Hey, you heard the man. Now, I'll just take this.
Wait. Listen to me, Chris. Listen. You don't need to do this.
Why do you not want me to take it? Is this a setup?
No, leave the money. Look, we can work something out. Dennis.
What?
Help me here.
What is it, Johnny?
Look, am I being set up, Johnny? That's all I need to know.
Well, I need to know a lot more than that.
But Dennis, talk to us.
What do you want me to say?
Well, tell him. Tell him. Tell him about Dublin and Belfast. Tell him about the future.
What are you talking about? Give me that.
No, wait a minute.
Let go of the bag,
no,
Johnny.
Dad.
It is nothing to do with us, dear. Just let them sort it out.
Just listen to me. Give me one second, eh? Just please, listen.
All right, go on, hurry up, one second.
But they take this money. Then they buy guns. Well, then what?
What do you mean, then what?
Well, they kill. They'll kill hundreds, maybe thousands of innocent people.
But not innocent people, Johnny Catholic.
Oh, no. I know that's not you talking.
Let him go, Johnny.
You don't want this, Chris.
Right, what do I want, then?
What do you want? What do you want? You want to live in a world...
Look, what I want to do is to live in Ulster. Right? And I want Ulster to be Ulster. A place where Protestants come first and everybody else second. And if everybody doesn't like it, they can leave. That's what I want.
No, then you're not my brother.
But no.
No, listen to me, Chris. Listen. Think about this. What if it was a united Ireland? What if our neighbours were Catholic? What if it were run from Dublin? Have you really thought about this, Chris? What would make it so terrible?
For God's sake, this is not that time.
Maybe this is the last time you'll have a chance to listen to your brother.
But what do you know about us? I'll tell you what you don't know. We've had nothing. We've always had nothing in our family. But I've done the business. I've held us together. You see him? I kept him clean. I worked my fingers to the bone so he could get an education.
Bullshit!
It's the truth.
Even if it is true, why make him throw it all away now?
Well, maybe you're not in it for such noble reasons. You just like to have people believe.
Well, at least I don't deal with Dublin, Fenian lover.
I'm just a businessman.
Oh, God, is that the way you look at everything? Well, you think Ulster's just another piece of business to be sorted out?
Perhaps if more people thought that way, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in right now.
She's right, Chris. But what does Ulster matter?
What?
What's Ulster ever done for us?
What are you talking about? Nobody knows.
Freddy, you scared the shit out of me there.
Is that the money? Is that the money in there?
Yeah, there's no problems, and there's no need for the gun. Just give me a couple of minutes.
No, time's up. Give me the money.
2 minutes, Freddy.
Give me it now, or I'll blow your head off.
Fuck off.
I mean it.
That's UVF money.
No, this is Freddy's money. Chris.
Now, don't be stupid. We need the money.
Not as much as I need it.
Look, we need the money to protect Ulster.
Well, I need it for booze, fags, and whores.
You're a dead man.
This is only money. There's no need for anyone to die. So, with that in mind, I would appreciate it if you would all stay in here for the next couple of hours. And then you can all go home and go about whatever business you want. But just don't go rushing to inform anyone, okay?
What's to stop us leaving right now?
I have a man watching this place. He's devoted to the cause.
Keep checking your back. Because one day I'm going to be there.
Don't be like that, Chris. I'm not the bad guy. I earned the money.
But how do you mean you earned it?
By keeping her safe. That idiot you left her with was going to rape her.
Oh, my God.
I stopped him. And this is my reward.
Chris, who's he talking about? He's full of shit, man. Don't listen to him.
Full of shit? What about you? You don't know what you're doing or who you're doing it for. Whose money do you think this is? His? This is police money, Chris. And the guns, where do you think they were coming from? I've never been to Russia.
What are you talking about?
He's right, that is police money.
But you said, Dennis, no tricks.
But how did you know about it?
There had to be someone close to your daughter at all times. Work it out, Dennis.
You set us up.
We've all been set up one way or the other. All I'm saying, Chris, is Ulster's finished. We had a good run and all, but it's over. We can't stop the future. This money, the guns, that's government games. All those times when they've helped us, it's only been when it was to their advantage. If we go for independence, Chris, without the British, we'll lose. Bad. We don't have the organisation. We don't have the leadership. We don't have the support. He proves that. They're using us to give the impression we're capable of doing something big. Or to get concessions from Dublin. Or maybe just to shake them up. Ulster's finished. Because I've seen the future, Chris. See, when it comes down, a lot of people at the top of our organisation are going to disappear, and a lot of money's going to go with them, and people like you are going to be left to go to war with guns that probably won't work, or guns that didn't arrive, just like all the support we've been promised all along never arrives. Chris, why do you think you're in charge of this? Because you're tough, or you're smart? Waking up, you were picked because you're a dickhead.
Fuck you.
No, Chris, no. No, don't shoot her. Don't shoot her.
No, please. Nobody move!
No, Chris, stop it, my knee's gonna kill her! No, please don't!
I'm not gonna kill her as long as you keep him over there.
Alright, now don't move. Please don't, Chris, please don't! Leave it! It's not our money! It's not our guns!
Listen to your brother, Chris, he's talked a lot of sense.
Look, mister, please.
Freddy! It's Freddy!
Look, you've got what you came for. Take it and go. We'll stay here. We'll stay here all night if necessary.
Dad!
I'll even get you more money if you like. Just name your price. Just don't hurt her, please.
I've had enough money. And I'm not going to hurt her. I just don't want to spend the rest of my life looking over my shoulder. Now, what do you say, Chris?
Chris!
Don't throw your life away.
Chris, no! Oh, my God!
Here, take care, don't.
Oh, you're all right,
mate. Okay. Stop it, Dad!
That's over, Johnny. Leave him alone.
You could have got her killed.
She's all right. Just leave him. Leave him.
I phoned for an ambulance for him.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
How do you feel, Dennis? Well, I'm more concerned about Jennifer, really.
She's doing fine. No need to worry.
Good.
Told her the same about you, of course.
Is my wife here yet?
She's on her way. Look, I'm really sorry about this, Dennis. More sorry than you'll ever know. This was just one eventuality that we hadn't counted on. But we'll get him. After all, it is our money.
Yes, I'm sure you will. But what about the rest of your plan, the guns and all?
Temporarily suspended.
Government games.
Something like that.
Can I see Jennifer now?
Absolutely.
No problem at all.
Dennis?
Yeah?
You did well. You did very well indeed. Pity this country didn't have more men like you.
Well, Father. Thanks.
Johnny.
I'm here. Is this the Royal or what?
It is.
I'm surrounded by Fenians again.
Look, there's police all over the place.
What about Jennifer?
She's all right.
I'm nice to look at her screaming and all.
She's okay.
She's a dickhead.
Yeah, she's okay. They're just treating her for shock.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have put her life in danger like that. It's just standing there listening and talking like that. No building up inside me. I felt so useless just down there, like I was paralyzed or something. And then I just cracked.
Yeah,
In the least sorry, bro.
We survived.
Yeah, but no thanks to me. I mean, what would I have done if he had shot her dead? What could anybody have done? I was just so angry.
It wasn't anybody's fault. Things just got crazy.
Really? No, I just had the craziest of dreams.
Listen, Chris. I'm really sorry too, mate.
Forget about it. You're right to do what you did. It was a one in the wrong.
I just couldn't believe it. A panic.
He shot me. You didn't. Besides, I talked myself into it. Anyway.
The doctor says you're going to be okay.
Great. I always wanted to spend a lot of time in prison. At least I'll be healthy.
At least you're alive.
Yeah, my dream. Do you want to hear about my dream?
One of the policemen was in here. A big noise, Inspector Allen or something.
All right, listen to me. There's this field, right?
He says he wants you to do a deal.
You're not listening to me.
You could get out of this.
A big field and a big ox.
Seriously, Chris, they want to talk to you. I said you'd probably want to talk to them.
Are you going to listen to my dream or not?
Chris, I don't have much time. Okay, okay.
This big ox, I'm watching him, and I know he ploughs these fields for the farmer, and I'm wondering why he's happy. Work, 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 you know. And suddenly, I realised he's getting all the food he can eat, plenty to drink, and every now and again, he gets to spend some time with a female ox. What is a female ox, anyway?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. He knows who she is. So anyway, this ox really likes this farmer. Like, respect sort of thing. A little greedy. And it does the business, you know.
Is that it?
No, no. See, I can hear this noise. Big buzzing noise. You know what it is?
No.
A tractor. A big grey and red tractor.
And you dreamed this?
And the farmer is driving the tractor, Johnny. And he's got his gun with him. Right, now, you don't need a gun to plough a field, do you? All you need is an ox. Or a tractor, maybe.
Right. So listen, Chris. Will you talk to this guy?
I haven't finished yet. See, I'm standing watching this farmer because I know what he's going to do. Don't you?
Aye.
And you know what? The ox doesn't know. Or if he does, he doesn't care. You know, he trusts the farmer. The farmer's his friend. Until he sees the tractor in the field. His field. Doing his job. So, what's he going to do now, eh?
Chris,
he's going to have to attack that tractor, Johnny. But he doesn't. Then one day later, that big ox is history.
Does this mean something?
Nah, it's just a dream. Just a dream. Who's this guy I have to talk to?
Inspector Allen.
Was he the one that set us up?
I don't know.
Hey.
What?
You're a good man, Johnny. Now do right by yourself.
Aye, what about you?
I don't know. I'm finished. Used up.
Now don't talk rubbish.
I'm tired. I'd like to be on my own.
Look, the future doesn't have to be the way you think it's going to be. Things change. You have to change with them, Chris, eh?
I don't know. In what Freddie said, what happened to us, I don't know anymore. What's the point?
Look, you know, if it was the United Ireland, or even the United Europe, I'd still be your brother.
If I have that dream about the ox again, you think I should warn him about the tractor?
I think you should get some rest. We'll talk again later on. Just promise me you'll talk to this inspector guy.
Look,
make the deal, Chris.
In Poison Hearts by Gary Mitchell, Chris was played by Kieran Hines and Johnny by Dan Gordon. Jennifer was Eileen McCluskey, Dennis was Ian McElhenney, and Sarah, Mary Jones. Freddie was played by Lola Roddy, Bobby was George Shane, and Psycho was B.J. Hogg. Inspector Allen was played by Trevor Moore. Poison Hearts was directed in Belfast by Pam Brighton.